Hello, and welcome to Health Related Fitness with Dr. Jeff Cherubini, podcasting from Manhattan College, Department of Physical Education and Human Performance in the Bronx, New York. Episode 5, Readiness for Change. In this episode, I'll provide a review of the stages of change model of health behavioral change, which can be used to understand our readiness for change in adopting, increasing, and or maintaining physical activity. Really what we're looking at here is we're looking at behavior modification, process of permanently changing a negative behavior into favor of a positive behavior, the negative behavior possibly being inactive, not being physically active, and changing it to a positive behavior, living a physically active lifestyle, ultimately leading to better health and well-being. For most people, changing unhealthy behaviors to healthy behaviors is a very challenging process. Change usually doesn't happen all at once. It's a gradual process involving several stages. So what we're presenting here is the stages of change model. And what we're looking at, it's often referred to as the trans-theoretical model. It identifies six stages in the process of willful change. And these stages describe underlying processes that we all go through when we try to change behavior, adopt healthier behaviors. And understanding these six stages will help us in terms of this whole process. Most frequently, the model has been used in variety of health-related behaviors such as physical inactivity. A lot of research has been done in smoking cessation programs, changing our nutritional habits, weight problems, stress, alcohol abuse, and we look at these stages and the process of stages that go along with them. So the six stages of this model, or six stages of change, include pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, maintenance, and we also have what's called an adoption or termination stage at the end of this. So let me just review each of these stages and really try to lay this out. So these are stages we go through when we decide, okay, how ready am I for change? Am I ready to change? Pre-contemplation stage. In the pre-contemplation stage, one is unwilling to change your behavior. You're pre-contemplating. You're not even considering changing your behavior, or you don't want to change. So you might deny there's a problem or have no intention of changing in the immediate future. So in terms of exercise, when we look at pre-contemplation, we're looking at an individual that's not exercising, not intending to become physically active, not intending to do so with any time in the near future, normally in the next 6 months. So if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably not in the pre-contemplation stage unless you were told to do so by a teacher or faculty member, or someone gave this to you to listen and you're just listening to it to appease them. Otherwise, you're not in pre-contemplation. By listening to this, you are at least in the contemplation stage of change. The contemplation stage of change, you are considering changing your behavior sometime in the next 6 months. You acknowledge that there's a need for change. You're starting to begin to seriously think about changing. You might not be ready for change, but at least you're now weighing the pros and cons of changing. You can remain in this stage for years, but at least there's something in your mind that's telling you it's time to start taking some action soon. So in terms of specifically for exercise, physical activity, contemplation would be thinking about becoming physically active, yet not quite yet making the commitment to start in the near future. So again, pre-contemplation, exercise is not for you. You're not exercising, not intending to exercise. When we talk about contemplation, we're beginning to think about exercising. We're contemplating it. The next stage, pre-contemplation, the next stage would be preparation. In the preparation stage, we're getting ready to make a change, usually within the next 30 days, month or so. Maybe taking some initial steps for change, maybe even trying out the new behavior. So when we talk about preparation, you're almost ready to start exercising. You're almost ready to really start making changes to your physical activities. So maybe taking small steps towards becoming physically active. You're intending to participate. You're preparing to participate within the next 30 days. Listening to these podcasts alone would place you into the contemplation, hopefully preparation stages. Okay, the action stage, preparation, contemplation, before that pre-contemplation, leads us to action. In the action stage, we're actively changing our behavior. We're adopting a new one. We've been doing so consecutively, normally for 6 months. We're following specific guidelines, so following ACSM guidelines would be a good example. And so we're looking at a 6 month period of time where we're actually adopting, changing the behavior. So in this stage, in the action stage, you are exercising. So if you're currently exercising, you've been doing so, you've been participating in regular physical activity for less than 6 months, yet you have been exercising, have been following the guidelines, you are in the action stage. So pre-contemplation, not exercising, not intending to exercise. Contemplation, you're thinking about it. Preparation, you're thinking about it and you're actually starting to prepare within the next 30 days or so. Action, you have been participating in regular physical activity for less than 6 months. You're in the action stage of the stages of change. Okay, the maintenance stage is the next stage. We look at that as sticking with it. The maintenance stage is participating in the activity for more than 6 months following the specific guidelines. So you're participating in regular physical activity 3 to 5 days per week for more than 6 months. You are currently in the maintenance stage of change. In the maintenance stage of change, 6 months or more of sticking with it, basically, is probably the easiest way for me to say it. So pre-contemplation, unwilling to change, not exercising, not intending to. Contemplation, thinking about becoming more physically active, yet not making any commitment to it. Preparation, starting to take small steps. Action, you're participating in regular physical activity for less than 6 months. Maintenance, you're participating in regular activity for more than 6 months. If you are an individual who has been exercising for 5 or more years continuously, you have what we call adopted the behavior. And it's the adoption stage would be five years or more. But what we're going to do is focus on the first five. Pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, maintenance. Okay, let's take a look at preparation, pre-contemplation first. In the pre-contemplation stage, what we're looking at is exercise is not yet on the radar, you're unwilling to change, you're listening to this maybe because you've been told you have to. So what we want to look at is we want to look at some strategies or what we call processes of change, and then within those strategies we want to look at some techniques or suggested activities to help us progress. And optimally the goal would be obviously to be taking action, and for some we need to move through these stages. So the stages help us in terms of the processes or goals we can set, strategies we can use, and the techniques or suggested activities that we can use to achieve those goals. And really what the trans-theoretical model or the stages of change helps us with, it helps us identify which stage we are in, how ready we are for change, and then we can begin to match the activity to our stage, and this increases the likelihood of us actually participating in physical activity. So again, it's an action-oriented approach. It takes a look at each one of us as individuals. It looks at our stages. We want to identify strategies for each stage and, again, trying to enhance the likelihood of us participating. So what stage are you in? Let's briefly go through this. You are in the pre-contemplation stage if you are not exercising and not intending to become physically active within the next 6 months. You're in the contemplation stage if you're thinking about becoming physically active, you're not making any commitment to it or commitment to start in the near future. You're in the preparation stage if you're starting to take small steps. You are becoming a little bit more physically active. You're intending to participate in regular physical activity sometime within the next 30 days, yet you're not quite doing so. You're in the action stage if you're participating in regular physical activity for less than 6 months following the guidelines, 3 to 5 days per week, 20 to 30 minutes per session, moderate to vigorous activity. And you're in the maintenance stage if you're participating in regular physical activity for more than 6 months. Okay, so let's go back. Stage one, pre-contemplation. Exercise just is not your thing. Okay, so what can we do here? In the pre-contemplation stage, a process would be we can start to become more aware. It's called consciousness raising. Become more aware of how we're feeling every day. How do we feel not exercising? Are we tired? Are we fatigued? Do we not have the energy needed to carry out our daily tasks? What are some pros? What are some things about exercise that might actually be beneficial to you? So we can begin to increase and obtain more knowledge or information about physical activity and exercise. Begin to become more independent. Begin to look at what are the possible benefits. Maybe open our ears a little bit to what our doctors or friends have been telling us. Some suggested activities that we can do. Very simply, you can begin to search the internet to find out some information. Maybe there's some activities out there that you really might enjoy. We can begin to take a look at activities that we might enjoy. And I'll get down in some future casts, I'll really get to some of the psychology behind the influence of enjoyment on that. And what I really want you to do is take an honest assessment of how you spend your time in this pre-contemplation stage. How much of your day is going to television, going to sitting at the computer? How much of your day are you inactive? How much of your day are you active? You might find out that you're actually participating in some activities that you enjoy already that can help us progress to the next stage. Okay, stage two, contemplation. So what are some processes that we can look at here? What are some goals? We can extend off of that information gathering, that consciousness raising from the previous. We can maybe start to begin to examine our options. What options do we have for physical activity or exercise? What is available? What resources are available to us? How might we personally benefit from exercise, from physical activity? Socially, the benefits that will come from it. Emotionally, physically, this is all part of that, building off that consciousness raising and really becoming more aware of these benefits, the pros, and really looking at how the pros outweigh the cons on this. Some of the techniques that we can do, talk to our friends, talk to our family members, especially those that are physically active, maybe also some of those that have had heart disease and or obese and or diabetes, and find out really, start weighing those pros and cons of the pros of an active lifestyle versus the cons of an inactive lifestyle. Again, the internet has lots of sources. There's many different reports out there from the Centers for Disease Control, www.cdc.org. But really what I would say is just talk to friends, family members. Begin to list the cons of being physically active, not very many, and the pros of being physically active. Okay, stage three. Preparation. You're almost ready to exercise. You're preparing to. So what's the process here? What's a good goal? Well, a good goal would be to find support. Find support from others. Find support from friends, family members. Take a look at physical activity or exercise as a realistic process, as something that can fit into your day. Take a look at time management, which we will definitely look at in a future podcast. How are you spending your day? Where in your day do you have time? You're getting ready to do it. You're almost ready to exercise. So let's start looking at ways that we can do it. In terms of the techniques that you can do, maybe you can find yourself someone to exercise with, or you can find a trainer to work with if you do have the resources. Maybe you can make a contract with a friend or family member where you sign on to agreeing to participate, take a walk 3 days a week. So try to find a goal or something that you can accomplish that will get you moving. See if you can find someone to do it with. And the simplest thing to do would be to commit to walking 3 to 5 days per week for 30 minutes. Commit to meeting a friend at the gym if that's what it'll take. Commit to playing a game of basketball. Commit to some level of activity verbally with a friend. Commit to it. Get the social support. Think positively about what you're doing. Look at exercise as a fun thing. Find activities that you will enjoy. And these are just, I'm going to go through a lot more in terms of techniques we can use in future podcasts. I'm just really covering these stages of change. So the next stage, stage four, action. You are exercising. You've been exercising or participating in regular physical activity for less than 6 months, but you are actually following the guidelines. So what's the goal? The goal is to keep moving. The goal is to keep moving. Take a look at your effort. Take a look at what's changing. You probably, if you started any time within the last six months and you've been maintaining regular physical activity, probably starting to feel pretty good about what you're doing. If you're not, then again, trying to find activities that you enjoy, that you can have fun with. But at this stage, what's really important is that you acknowledge that you are achieving something and you're really on your way to something here. And even if it's just 10 minutes in a row, 10 minutes in a row is an excellent thing, and keep building that up every day. So it's It's definitely at this point, the here and now. Keep moving, focusing on that. Maybe record what you're doing. Keep a logbook. Keep a journal of what you're doing and how you're feeling would be a great thing to do. Keep the positive reinforcement. Seek out those people around you that are positive about physical activity and keep it up, because you're really doing a great thing with the actions that you're taking. And just that, just keep moving is a motto I have with my brothers in our physical activity. And the goal is always just keep moving. And if we just keep moving, we're accomplishing those goals. Okay, the next stage would be the maintenance stage. So again, pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, maintenance. In the maintenance stage, we're participating in regular physical activity for more than 6 months. It is in this stage where we're looking to stick with it. So it's the goal here would be to continue to adhere to the program. The goal would be to continue to be doing those things you're doing well. You got it. At this point, you could be considering yourself to be healthier, more physically fit. You're over 6 months of time devoted to this physical activity, and you've definitely come a long way. Think back to where you were before you started activity, in terms of how you're feeling now compared to before. Some techniques that we can do. We could definitely continue with that logbook from before. Definitely reach out to more friends. But really, what I would say, a great thing to do in the maintenance stage is to spread the word. Keep moving, find others to move with, and draw others into your circle of health, of healthy behavior. Look for those individuals in your life that are pre-contemplating, that are contemplating, that are preparing, that are taking action, and see how you can help them out and link up with them. Six stages of change include pre-contemplation, unwilling to change, not thinking about it, not exercising. Contemplation, thinking about becoming physically fit, yet not making a commitment to start. Preparation, starting to take small steps, maybe doing a little yet not fulfilling the guidelines. Participating in regular physical activity, again, not at the guidelines. You're thinking about it within the next 30 days. You're preparing. Action, you're actually participating in regular physical activity following the recommended guidelines. You've been doing so for less than 6 months, but you are taking action. And maintenance, you're sticking with it. You've been taking action regularly now for over 6 months, and you're in the maintenance stage of change. Why is this important? Your readiness to change is really going to dictate what you do in terms of your physical activity. We need to be ready for change. If we're not ready for change, we need to move through these stages until we are ready. And that's really the helpfulness or usefulness of this, is knowing where you are and then knowing what you can do to move through. And there's numerous research studies that says this is an effective way of helping individuals adopt physical activity. It's very appropriate for all ages. We want to look at the processes of change within each stage, which we can just refer to as the goals for each stage. I provided some. We can look at the techniques for each process, which are the suggested activities that we have in terms of specific techniques within each strategy, within each of these processes. I've laid out just a few. Throughout many of the podcasts, I am going to provide many, many suggested activities and techniques and goals for us to work through to move through these stages. But again, we want to progress from that earlier stages of pre-contemplation, contemplation, to preparation, to action, to maintenance. Where are you right now? What stage of change are you in? And then what practically can you do to move yourself into that next stage to begin to either adopt, increase, or maintain your physical activity level? In future episodes, we will certainly identify more goals and more processes of change and the strategies with that, the goals, as well as the techniques or the specific techniques within each strategies. Once again, thank you for listening. If you have not yet done so, please go back to the previous episodes to get a review of ACSM recommendations so that you know what guidelines you should be following. And again, thank you for listening. Looking forward to the next episode.